This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question from Rohulla in Afghanistan about using the words sew and knit and related terms. Dear VOA Learning English, I am sending this email to know what the differences are between sewing and knitting, or sew and knit. Besides that, I wanted to know what I can call a woman or a man that makes clothes. Thank you. I'm happy to answer this question, Rohulla. An important difference between sewing and knitting is that when we sew, we connect pieces of fabric or cloth that are already made. When we knit, we make the cloth itself from strings called yarn. Also, the word sewing can describe many ways people connect or repair fabric and clothes. For example, people can sew many kinds of clothes, such as socks, shirts, dresses, hats, and gloves. People can also sew larger things, such as window coverings or tents. A person can sew using a sewing machine or simply by using their hands with a needle and thread. Knitting does not generally require use of a machine or a needle and thread. To knit, a person uses thicker strings called yarn, along with two thin sticks called knitting needles. Yarn is usually made of small natural pieces called fibers, such as wool or cotton. While sewing thread is often less than 1 millimeter thick, knitting yarn is generally 2 to 5 millimeters thick. Many people who knit make clothing for cold weather, such as wool sweaters, hats, and scarves. They may also knit blankets or other things that can be used in the home. More than 50 years ago, most Americans who earned money sewing clothes in a factory were women. They were called seamstresses. Today, we sometimes call any person who sews a sewist. Or we can simply say a person who sews. And a person whose job is to sew or repair clothes to make them fit well is called a tailor. For our readers and listeners, what are your questions about American English? Do you like to knit or sew? We want to hear from you. Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And please let us know where you are from, too. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Andrew Smith.